Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is President Joe Biden, and you're doing your civic duty by listening to the Cowhead Show. Keep listening.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. There you go. There's your president-elect, former guest of the show. Stand by for a huge sneeze coming through here. Ready?
No.
That was awful.
I turned you down, too.
There you go. I sneeze like a terrified lady now.
You should go, I soap!
I was talking to Will at Shark Coast Tactical. Shark Coast Tactical is a fantastic gun store. It's on Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota.
Hey, they have any of the scorpions?
They do have the scorpions.
All right.
Yes. But here's most important what they have, Galvin, is the AK-47s.
Oh, yeah?
Let me tell you why it's a big deal.
They got the 2050 or the 3080?
No, yeah, no, you're confusing me. they still have the AK-47s in stock, and what happens is everybody rushes out and buys the AR-15s because that's what they hear and that's what they know.
Uh-huh.
And then the price goes through the roof for the AR-15s, and you can't buy the ammo anywhere. I mean, you go to try and find it, and they're sold out everywhere. But Shark Coast has a ton of AKs, and they have a ton of AK ammo.
Mm.
And if you're thinking, well, I don't know how to use an AK, they're fine. They're the Russian-made AKs.
Got the banana clip?
They don't have a banana clip, but they do have several magazines.
All right.
And if you don't know how to use it, they will show you how to use it. And that's a big deal because people are scrambling to try and find guns, and they can't find them, and they're panicking. They have them all there. Now, also, I will tell you, I don't feel the need to scramble to buy the gun now, but I'm not like hurry up and go get your guns, but I know people are concerned with the laws maybe changing somehow. Certainly you see the change in the ammunition and how hard it is to get and how much the ammunition is. So if you want it now before it goes even higher than what it is now, Shark Coast has it and they have it in stock. So go in there and you can ask for Will or ask for any of the guys and say, hey, I know I can't get this, but I'm interested in the AK, and they will tell you here it is. They're cheaper than I thought they would be, to be honest with you, because I bought one last month. And then they have all the ammo for you. So that's what you want. You want a complete package. And, of course, they have handguns and all the other stuff. But I just want to give everybody a heads up because, from what I understand, this weekend was insane at the gun stores.
Really?
Yeah, because people panic. And it's the same thing as I first experienced this when I had but two guns. And the hurricane was coming a couple of years ago, and everybody was boarding up their houses.
You want to be able to shoot at the hurricane.
I wanted to shoot the hurricane.
Right,
away.
Yeah.
And, no, I was worried about looters and stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, just trying to be prepared. So I went to Walmart, and Walmart was closed up. They locked it up. And I go, but I don't have any shotgun shells. And they said, well, when the governor declares a state of emergency, we shut down the ammo and the gun sales. And I go, but that's ridiculous. That's when you need it, you know. And then I drove a few blocks up the road to a gun range, and they had it right there in stock. And they were like, yeah, we don't care. But the thing is that everybody runs to that gun range then, and they're sold out in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So stock them now. And if you're thinking about doing that, go do it to a place that's not gouging you at Shark Coast. Shark Coast Tactical on Bee Ridge in Sarasota, which we should probably take a trip out there and buy more AK ammo as we speak Spanish.
Yep. Yeah. I totally agree because I need more. I need more shotgun shells. As they say, for my banana clip that I bought for my shotgun, so I'm ready to go.
I am not in the panic mode whatsoever, but I'm sure we'll talk about that here. It's a little bit late, but let's get to it. Straight up 7:30, time for news with Galvin.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. Of course, Black Friday sales happen, but you don't have to wait around for them with Pelt Shoes. They're doing them all month long. Right now, you visit Pelt Shoes. Just go to peltshoes.com to see every deal for every single week. This week's deal is $10 off of $75 or 20% off all boots. So if you need some boots, get in there, get 20% off. Of course, whenever you stop into a Pelts location near you for the perfect fit, you whisper my name, Galvin. Get 10% off. Pelts shoes, a perfect fit.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden will be America's 46th president. On Saturday, Pennsylvania and Nevada were called for Biden, which pushed him over the 270 electoral votes needed to win. President Trump has not conceded, and votes are still being counted. Saturday night, Biden gave a speech at the Chase Center in his home state of Delaware, telling the crowd that, quote, this is a time to heal. Here is a bit more of what President-elect Joe Biden had to say. We have it up on Bone TV as well. Take a look at this.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you. And for that is what America, I believe, is about. It's about people. And that's what our administration will be all about. I sought this office to restore the soul of America, to rebuild the backbone of this nation, the middle class, and to make America respected around the world again.
There you go, Joe Biden.
I voted for Trump, and I voted for Trump. I supported the Trump campaign, and he lost, and I don't know. I think he lost. Did he lose?
He lost.
I don't really understand what's going on. I'm not buying into anything. I don't know what. I feel like no matter what you count and how you do it, it's going to come out. It was a very close race, and it seems to me like he lost. But either way, what I'm saying is let's assume he lost right for right now, since everybody else seems, most people seem to be doing that. It's over, and now this is your president, and I believe now that we refer to him as the, come January, President Biden, Vice President Harris, and we hope the best for this country. And like I said about every other presidency, you know, you get worried about what's going to happen when the person gets in office, and then pretty much things are the same for the next 4 years anyway. So there's going to be minor fluctuations. Hopefully, if that's true, what Joe Biden says, that he's the president for everybody, and he's going to hear everybody and help everybody, well, let's hope that he does that. I don't think there's anybody on this show, no matter who you voted for and who you supported, that doesn't want to see poor people get health care, that doesn't want to see people get along as opposed to people fighting. I'm not saying that is all Donald Trump's fault, but it's where we certainly want this country to be. And if Joe Biden thinks he's the guy that can help do that, well, then okay, now you got 4 years or so. Let's see if it can happen.
So I was periodically looking at the electoral map and checking to see what was going on. And as I looked, it changed and became where Biden had more than the 270 to win. And so I immediately screenshot it and put it up on Instagram. And I even put not commenting, just informing you in case you didn't know that this happened. Not in my America.
Right.
Snowflakes are melting. Blah, blah, blah. And I wound up taking it down. I was like, I don't want to deal with. Yep. I'm just letting you know the news. This is what happened. I don't need your ignorant comments.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I want to see this country survive and strive and be happy. And if all the candidates and all the parties did the stuff that they said they were going to do, then hopefully this works out. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 90 days with lawsuits and
all the voter fraud stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I hope
alleged.
I hope that if there's voter fraud and if there are things that have, I'm not saying that that couldn't be true. I mean, there's a lot of things you look at and you go, oh my God, look at this. But then you think about it and you're like, I don't know. How long has this been going on? Probably every election. I have no idea.
Can I
Is
tell
it being
you,
exposed now?
Can I tell you how Trump would have won?
Yeah.
If he wouldn't have been on Twitter. If he wouldn't have been on Twitter and attacking people and saying stuff that he shouldn't be saying, whatever, because on paper, like the stuff that he had done was pretty good. And people would, I think that would have put him over where more people would have voted. But he was so dividing, you know, in the stuff that he would say on Twitter and the stuff that he would say about people. He's a jerk. She's ugly. Blah, blah, blah. People just went, I don't like this guy. And he's trying to, you know, get us to fight each other. And if he wouldn't have done all that, he would be still be the president.
Yeah, I used to tell Swigs that. And we used to fight all the time because Swigs hated him. And I'd say, if he wasn't on Twitter and he just went straight through these 4 years, he may go down as one of the best presidents. Maybe not right now, but we tend to look back 20 years later at a guy and we go, oh my God, look, he did all that stuff. He was a great president. Nobody recognized it. And I think that's very possible. But because of the public stuff, which is also what we loved about him, you know what I mean? It was also the fact that
a lot of people voted for him, because he's not a politician. He speaks his mind. He said that he could shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square and still become president, you know?
Either way, I don't know what this says about our system or the future of it, but once it's official that Joe Biden is president, which it will be come January, that's it. And I think that we need to concentrate. It was the same way where we were all like, you crybaby Hillary fans who are out there buying vagina hats and crying in the streets and all that. It's over now. And now you need to embrace who's there. And you need to get back into supporting this country and support the country. You don't have to love everything that Joe Biden does, by all means, but we have to really we have to love each other and we have to support the country. That's the only way we're going to ever survive.
So this was odd. I don't know if you guys, you probably saw this. The Trump campaign had a bizarre press conference, press conference outside of a place called Four Seasons Total Landscaping in Philadelphia on Saturday. It was in a parking lot that was next to a porn shop. In fact, Joe, you have a picture of Rudy Giuliani out there. Take a look at this. It looks so weird. People are thinking there was a mix-up, that they thought they were booking the Four Seasons, the luxury hotel, but then they wound up at Four Seasons Total Landscaping. Trump, of course, was not in attendance. But look at that. Like, how in the world are you having a press conference there? And why? In front of a landscaping place. It's next to a porn shop. Just very weird. His lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was the speaker, and he was talking about their lawsuits to challenge, quote, suspicious votes. Here is a little bit of Rudy speaking on that.
I know you won't accept it because of your hateful biases, but let's see if you can try thinking rationally. Because they don't decide the election. Who was it called by? Oh my goodness, all the networks. Wow. All the networks. We have to forget about the law. Judges don't count. All the networks. All the networks thought Biden was going to win by 10%. Gee, what happened? Come on, don't be ridiculous. Networks don't get to decide elections. Courts do.
People didn't seem to agree with them.
Well, I mean, that's been the big line now, is TV doesn't call the elections.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Originally, Trump tweeted out, "We will be at the Four Seasons," and he deleted the tweet because they thought it was the Four Seasons Philadelphia hotel. Whoopsies. And he went back and deleted the tweet.
Whoopsie-daisies.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I fixed my camera if you could let me in the Zoom.
Let him in. You don't decide who gets in and out of the thing, Joe.
Yeah, all are equal. All are equal.
It says it's waiting. It's connecting. Sorry, it's still connecting.
Okay.
CNN's Anderson Cooper said Saturday he regrets his comparison of President Donald Trump to, quote, an obese turtle on his back just flailing around. He said, "I should say I regret using those words. That's not the person I really want to be, and it was in the heat of the moment, and I regret it."
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got reasons to not like him.
Are there such things as obese turtles, though?
I don't know, but if you took off the shell and turned it upside down, you would probably see if it was obese.
I don't think they're... I mean, with the shell, that's the whole thing. It's like the shell. You can't get bigger than the shell, you know?
But as the shell gets bigger, is that an indication that the turtle might have a weight problem?
I don't know. Turtles always seem kind of muscular to me.
Yeah, but it's like when a fat guy wears a black sweatshirt. It's slimming.
Yeah.
The shell is slimming.
Not always.
Mm.
I
feel like these are all aimed at me.
No.
Once you cancel Thanksgiving on her, she's like, screw this guy. I'm taking shots.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Carmen?
Well, we are off that week, so I'll probably go on vacation someplace.
Another vacation?
Yeah.
We're paying you too much.
You're definitely not. I find the cheapest flights and the cheapest place to stay.
I'm kidding. You went to North Carolina or wherever.
Yeah, that trip was super cheap. I actually was thinking about asking my dad and seeing if I could borrow his van.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got to record. Oh, borrow his van. I thought you meant, like, go on a daddy-daughter trip.
No. Go by
myself.
How is
he going to be able to get capture women?
Yeah.
Is he supposed to take off for Thanksgiving?
He's going to have to take off that week.
That's Wouldn't prime. It be interesting if your father lends you the van and then kidnappings go down 100%?
I don't think that would happen.
Plus, Thanksgiving is prime kidnapping. All the kids are home from college and
easy.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the problem is if I ask to use his van during Thanksgiving, I'll have to go to Michigan to get it. And then everyone's going to be like, well, you're not going to stay for Thanksgiving.
Where will you go?
So I feel like I'd get a lot of backlash for that. I just want to go. I've been enjoying hiking a lot. And my grandma got me some new hiking boots that I want to wear.
You borrow your dad's van. He changes the plates, paints it, and it smells like bleach inside. You're like, what?
Carmen, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay.
Will you get one of those, like, tile devices and clip it to your belt? Just so if you get lost, we'll be able to track you.
Yeah, of course.
We're not going to save you, but we'll be able to track you during the show. I'll be like, she's over here, and we can take bets on whether or not you'll get to safety.
Yeah, no worries.
No, seriously, you can't go hiking by yourself.
I've been going hiking by myself.
I know, but it's made the more you do it, the more the odds of something happening to you.
The better I get at it. The more I do it, the better I get at it.
We need to get you a hiking buddy. Because that certainly ain't Pete.
Well, so the thing is, they have like hiking groups in different states and places that you go that you can find on Facebook. And basically, it's just like meetup groups. So, like, I did that when I was in Colorado. Just none of the times worked out for me.
I'm just worried about you climbing up a mountain somewhere in Georgia, getting lost.
We hear those stories all the time that someone, you know, some girl tried to take a selfie and she fell off the side of the cliff.
Well, I don't
bear, get a bear will smell your menstruation.
Yeah. Oh, God. What is it? What?
Dead bodies are always on the hiking trail.
Yep. You gotta step over them on your way up.
No. Wow. I don't know. I feel comfortable. I feel that, you know.
You know who felt comfortable? The guy who went and got stuck and had to cut his own arm off. He was real comfortable, too. Man.
Well, I'm not rock climbing or going in, because a lot of the hikes, they are labeled, whether it's moderate
arm
or
cutting
easy
off.
Or hard for experienced hikers. So I don't do the experienced hike. I always do moderate.
Oh, buddy.
Do you guys want to do the moderate hike? No, I think we go on this one that says bears will eat you.
Yeah.
Oh, show.
And then when I was in Colorado, every trail that I was on had, like, you know, there was always people near me. I was never, like, by myself.
Okay.
And what's the rule, Carmen? You don't have to be able to outrun the bear.
Just outrun the person next to you.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Cut their Achilles tendon and be like, get him.
I would not feel bad about pushing a stranger down in front of me.
Oh, absolutely. unless the bear didn't eat him all the way.
They ate him so he can't talk.
Right, yeah. Or if they lived, but they were like all chewed up, and they were like, he pushed me!
Yeah.
He must be in shock.
Spanish turned me on to an Instagram page called Nature is Metal.
It's the best.
It's not the best.
It's so I saw the saddest one. Some of it's interesting. Like, even the zebra would have its belly bitten off.
That's sad,
but interesting at the same time. But I saw one the other day where a pride of lions were fighting over some food. And the big daddy lion came over and attacked the other lion. And I was like, oh, that's pretty badass. But then later on, they showed that the other one had, the lion had broken both the legs of the one lion. So it had to walk away by dragging its back paws.
Oh, come on.
Because he can't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Yeah,
he's going to die slowly. He can't go get food.
100%.
He can't do anything. He's going to die of starvation.
Yep.
And he's in pain.
Oh.
I just felt terrible.
You know that lions eat each other? I didn't know that. I learned that last year.
Do they eat each other or they just attack each other?
Yeah, no, they'll eat each other. They even have some videos where, like, the male lions will eat the cubs of the female lions.
Yeah. Like, the male lions will eat the cub that is supposed to, like, grow up and take over.
Yeah.
So they eat it so they can't. And then they're the next in line.
Wow. I felt terrible for the lion.
Yeah. I saw the one
didn't
that
give a rat's ass about the animal that they were eating.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
look
never.
At him dragging his poor legs.
Oh, I don't want to see that, Joe.
Poor sad thing.
The bear attacks are the worst because the bears have, like, no natural predators, so they don't feel the need to kill its prey when they attack it. They'll just hold it
around
and eat it while it's still alive. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Stupid bears.
I don't have any natural predators either.
That's right. Yeah. Those calves, who could?
Mm-hmm. Apex.
What?
You know your natural predator is integrity.
Go on,
Galvin has integrity when it comes to sport call.
Thank you. Tropical storm Ada made landfall in the Florida Keys around 11 p.m. last night. The storm's rain band subjected South Florida to a night of high winds and life-threatening flash floods. The storm brought heavy rain and dangerous winds to Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties. Looks like we're going to get some rain and wind, but not the brunt of the storm.
Yeah, we got it. We're getting it right now. Of course, it had to start last night while I was sitting in the stadium, but we're getting it right now. Outside, it's not anywhere near hurricane, but it's not even storm, but it is a light wind and rain right now.
Yeah, we'll get some more as the week goes on, but hopefully nothing too bad.
I love this weather.
At what point do I have to buy 50 rolls of toilet paper? Is that soon? Or
that was before the election. You're okay now.
Okay, good.
Now just buy bullets to wipe your butt with.
Yep.
On Sunday, the Florida Department of Health reported more than 6,800 new cases of coronavirus, making the highest single-day increase since September 1st. The percent positive rate was just above 6%, which follows a rate of greater than 8% in Saturday's report, which was the highest since August 16th. Florida is now on pace to hit 1 million coronavirus infections before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Well, I think it's better. Get it now. Get it now so you're cleared up by Christmas.
I was reading some of the statistics, and some of the statisticians are saying that the reason
what?
Why I'm sorry.
Is that what that word is?
No.
Say it again.
Statisticians?
No. You went to college. How do you say that?
I don't know. Is that the right word?
No, it's not. That's why we're making a big deal about it.
Well, you guys will help me out on this.
Say it again.
Statistician?
No, Carmen, tell them what it is, Carmen.
What?
She got a mouthful of burrito over there.
You were talking to me.
Spanish, let me ask you, you call them statisticians, do they study?
Statistics.
Okay, now you're a little bit closer. Let's shorten that down. What's a shorter word for
stat?
That? Okay, now.
Statistical analysis?
No.
Starts, you're just stupid.
Starts with stats. Starts with stat.
Statistician?
No,
closer. You're getting closer.
Status.
What, Carmen? No.
Status.
Say it. Say what is it? What's somebody that does that study? That? What's her name?
Stat person.
No. All right, hold on. Before we, Joe, do you know what it is?
Yes.
You sure?
Absolutely.
No, Gio? He doesn't know.
Definitely.
Yes.
I believe Gio knows. I don't believe Joe knows.
I definitely do.
Say it at the same time.
No, okay. Let Joe say it.
Statistician.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Say it again.
Statistician.
No.
Gio, what is it?
Statistician.
Not statistician.
That's
statistician.
It. No, it's a statistician.
Nope.
Statistician.
Yes.
Statistician.
Now it's all weird. I can't
stat
hear
person.
Statistician.
It's a
statistician.
Yeah, statistician. Joe, you were saying it wrong.
No,
it's you were leaving out the S, Joe.
You know, not only were you leaving it out, you were emphatically saying that I was saying it wrong.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Statistician.
Hey, what time you got to be at the Blue Oyster tonight, buddy? What are you wearing? You got a handlebar mustache, no sleeves, and a backwards hat. You look like you're about to go boogie down.
You want to meet that black guy that was at Tidesplitters?
Oh, they'll take you in.
You can get right in that table.
Oh, my God.
So what looked like a great Sunday night football matchup, Drew Brees and the Saints against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, turned out to be a Saints blowout.
Ugh.
Not only did they keep the Bucs from scoring a touchdown, Tampa Bay didn't even score a field goal until 5 minutes 52 seconds left in the game. Drew Brees passed for 4 touchdowns, and Tom Brady was intercepted 3 times as the Bucs were embarrassed by the Saints 38-3 in a nationally televised game. New Orleans, who is 6-2, move into first place in the NFC South and earn the tiebreaker advantage by sweeping the season series. Tampa Bay, who is now 6-3, slipped into second place a half game back.
Oh,
so
come on.
You have Antonio Brown starting. Mm-hmm. Yesterday,
yeah,
you have Tom Brady just does not like Mike Evans. I don't know what that problem is there, but he does not like throwing to Mike Evans. He's got the best receiver in the NFL, and he won't throw to him.
I don't think Mike Evans is 100% though. Is also
which might be the problem. And also, you got
Godwin, who's got
pins
in
his finger.
Yeah,
he's playing with pins in his hand, And it would be better. Don't you think it would have been? I don't know. I would say it would be better if they just give him some time to heal. He couldn't catch anything yesterday. Brady couldn't throw anything near anyone. AB doesn't know the book yet. I think next week will be fine, but this week was just a mess, man.
Godwin caught a few. I think the real thing that was off, and it seems like, I don't know, the routes, so you never know whether Brady's throwing the ball where it's supposed to be, but it seemed like he was just not hitting the players.
You know, no.
There was some times where there was just nobody around.
He's somebody who has such great accuracy, and I mean, his awareness was on point yesterday. He was in that pocket, and every play that was coming in was brushing past him, and he would just move and throw. But his throws are all inaccurate, which is so unlike him.
So the Bucks lose 38-3. Then, to add insult to injury, during a post-game interview on the field with Drew Brees, former Bucks first-round pick Jameis Winston photobombed him by coming up and eating some W's. Take a look at this.
You were in
the game for 30 seconds, had nothing to do with the win, and you're up there eating W's?
Listen, I get rubbing it back in the Tampa's face a little bit, but that's the one thing we hated about Jameis. I hate that more than the interceptions.
I don't care about the Bucks at all or the Saints, but Jameis I hate. I hate him
because of that Jameis. Stuff. That's the only dumb thing he's ever done, and I actually think it's kind of funny that he did it again because I feel like he still thinks it's cool.
But it's like, hold on a second, guy. What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, they won. That's it.
But he had nothing to do with it.
It doesn't matter.
Am I over here eating W's because the Saints won?
He's on the team, and he did play. He won. You know what I mean? I get it.
The point is, they said they didn't want him. They wanted Tom Brady, and Tom Brady threw as many touchdowns last night as I did.
Yeah, that's true. You tied Tom Brady last night for touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, they got rid of Jameis.
Well,
so,
Gio, go ahead and eat a W. You deserve it, buddy.
I think this loss, like I tried to overreact about losses, but I think this one is a really big one because now the Bucks going forward have a much tougher schedule than the Saints do going forward. Now they own the tiebreakers. You go from possibly winning the division and maybe having the number one seed in the entire NFC to now fighting for a possible wild card just to get into the playoffs. Like, I think this loss is not good.
It's definitely not good, but I'm not as panicky as you are. I think we come back stronger. I really do. I want to tell you about something really uncomfortable that happened one time, and it reminds me of Tom Brady and Jameis. Like, what do Tom Brady and Jameis talk at all yesterday?
No, he only talks to Brees.
I know, but like they don't run into each other, and you know he just took his job. He just kicked him out of his town. How uncomfortable is that? Uncomfortable.
I don't think so.
Is he like, hey, Jameis, nice to see you, or nice to meet you? Or is he like, you know, he feels weird, right?
I don't think so, because these guys are all getting paid tons of money. That's the business of the NFL. Guys move around all the time.
So when I was on the country station, they offered me the morning show slot at 98 Rock while they already had a morning show there. The morning show was a larger gentleman named Putin. Anybody remember Putin?
Nope.
I do. They tried to make him look like somebody else in all the photos.
Yeah. Putin was there. He was a good 400-pounder. Sweet guy, but terrible broadcaster at the time. Because I remember he was stealing a lot of stuff from Howard, but actually using Howard stuff. It was really bad. I remember that. Anyway, so Putin was on the air, and they had offered me that morning show while he was on the air. So when my contract was up, I signed with them, and they fired Putin, but didn't tell him why. They just told him that they were firing him. And then I had to go to sign paperwork and stuff, and I was in the building, and they brought me over to show me where my office would be. And while I was there, Putin came in to get his stuff out of the office.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And he and I were cool. Like, we had met once or twice, and we were nice with each other. And he walked in, and he goes like this. He goes, hey, guys. And then he looked at me, and he goes, all right, now this makes sense. And I was like, hey, man, how are you? And I just felt like a complete and utter douchebag. But it wasn't my fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I know that uncomfortable feeling. So if you're Tom Brady and you see, are you like want to avoid Jameis, or do you want to go and be like, what's up, Jameis? You know, or you just don't even think about him.
I think after that game, Tom Brady walked right off the field. He wasn't like hanging around talking to players. He went up to Drew Brees for a brief second and then was right to the locker room.
And he went up to him and he was like, as you can see, I don't have any more Geritol. Can I borrow yours?
But I remember the first Saints game, though. Jameis was over there talking to the Bucks coaches and was talking to people and stuff.
Yeah, and now it's weird, though. Now it's like you said, now it's important.
I gotta
tell
you, I'm
trying to make it weird.
Every time they show Coach Arians on the sideline, it looks like he's borrowing somebody else's glasses and he can't focus. It's like, I don't know what's going on, but he's always just like has this thousand-yard stare where he's like, are we on the field? What are we doing? What's going on?
He reminds me of Mr. Musselwhite, my sophomore year science teacher. All my other teachers were either religious people or old ladies, and then Mr. Musselwhite was this old guy that was like in the Navy for 20 years, and now he was teaching biology, and he didn't want to be there. He just was trying to ride out his pension, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what Bruce Arians looks like to me. Not that he doesn't want to be there, but he just looks like an old grump. Like, I don't see how he fits in anywhere. He just looks like an old grumpy guy, mm-hmm. you know? Which I think is probably important for a coach.
Carmen, you will be very excited. Today is a national day, and it deals with food.
Burgers.
No.
Fries.
Slow down.
Oh, sorry.
Slow down. I think when I say this, you're going to be like, you know what? I want one of those.
Okay.
Any guesses on what it is? Today is National Something Day. Food. Some sort of food.
Is it breakfast?
No.
Does it have anything to do with the timeline? Like, is it
no.
Spaghetti Day?
No.
Now we're just going to be yelling food names.
Waffles.
Well, I figure I'll let you go through. I'll take one guess. Spanish waffles, no. Carmen just asked, did it have to do with breakfast? And I said no, and you still said waffles. Burritos, no.
Oh, it's cupcake. You know,
today is National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
What?
Okay. Oh,
you got a lot of choices.
Okay.
You got the PDQ.
Just made up, man.
You got the Popeyes.
No.
You got the other places.
All right, let's talk about this.
All right.
Who has the best chicken sandwiches?
Oh.
PDQ.
Oh.
That honey butter. Oh, I'll roll in it.
Not a fan.
And eat it off of me.
I'm going to tell you right now, old school best chicken sandwich was the grilled chicken sandwich at Whataburger. So good.
I never
had the Whataburger really
for that
one.
Yeah, I mean, that's something else, man.
I'm still leaning towards the spicy number 6 at Wendy's.
Yeah.
With no tomatoes.
That's good.
What about
that's
the Popeyes
good.
One, though? You had it and you said it was pretty fantastic.
But the king is the Popeyes one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like I love PDQ, but I don't really love the honey butter. It's not for me. But, yeah, I like that Popeye's chicken sandwich. I actually missed that. I saw a commercial for it the other day, and I was like, I would really like to eat one of those right now.
Get it delivered. By the way, just about 2 minutes.
I can't get it.
Just about 2 minutes until the keyword for the bone.
I'm excited to have that back now.
Yeah, very nice. So I was talking about the chicken sandwich, which kind of ties into this. We're going to do a little hot or not. So in Dallas, a woman pretended she was an FBI agent to try and get free food at Chick-fil-A in Georgia. And she actually kept claiming that she was an FBI agent even after the cops were there. So she's sitting there telling them, yeah, I'm FBI.
Well, that's when you start believing it. If you have the balls to lie in front of the cops, then the cops got to go, well, she's not going to lie, right?
We don't have a lot of information about her. She's from Dallas. She was in Georgia. Her name is Kimberly George Ragsdale. She wound up being charged with impersonating a public officer. I ask you, is she hot or not? Mike, what do you think?
There's no way she's hot. If her ultimate goal is to steal chicken sandwiches or get chicken sandwiches for free so much that she's willing to go to the jail for it.
You're saying no way.
Food is her priority. No way.
Spanish, hot or not?
I'm going to say surprisingly hot for this situation.
Surprisingly hot. All
right,
Carmen.
She's lied before, so she's going to lie again.
What do you got?
I didn't hear the situation. So.
She's from Dallas. She was imitating an FBI agent to try and get free food from Chick-fil-A in Georgia. And even when the cops came there, she goes, yeah, I'm totally FBI. She wasn't. She was busted for impersonating a public officer. Her name is Kimberly George Ragsdale.
No. She is not hot.
Carmen laughs and says, oh, no. Gio?
Her middle name is George?
Gio, what do you think?
I'll go with the long shot. I think she's hot.
So Spanish and Gio saying hot, Mike and Carmen saying not hot. Joe, please show her picture. That's not hot.
Well, but she does look like an FBI.
I do need a chicken sandwich. Oh, here we go, folks, with the keyword.
Give me the money!
This hour's bonus keyword is check. Text check to 70123 before 15 minutes past the top of the hour and go get your $1,000. Powered by Suncoast Credit Union.
There you go. Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody.
Mm. Good luck. We have a twofer on the hot or not. How do you like that?
Ooh.
On Thursday, a 34-year-old woman named Marlo Walton was staying at an extended stay deluxe hotel in Jacksonville, Florida. And she got into an argument with the front desk over a hotel over the hotel not providing free breakfast. I mean, you're deluxe. It says deluxe.
Oh, I mean, look, if you pick that hotel because of the things that it offered and they don't give it to you.
Well, it's not saying that it was offered.
Oh.
It just says that they didn't provide it, so it doesn't say whether it was actually offered or not. But a guy who was waiting in the line in the lobby apparently told her, settle down. So she...
That would have been me.
...threatened to kill him.
Oh.
And then stole his truck and drove it into a pond behind the hotel. It was almost completely submerged before the cops found it. She was arrested for theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, battery, assault, and aggravated battery. By the way... She can get free breakfast in jail, just so you know. Yeah. So she's 34 years old. She is staying at an extended stay deluxe hotel in Jacksonville, Florida. Steals this guy's truck, drives it into the pond. Mike Helta, I ask you, hot or not?
So I will say not only is she not hot, but she's less hot than the last one.
Ooh, less hot. All right. Spanish?
You know what? I'm going hot. I'm going.
This guy's positive.
Yeah.
You got a positive attitude. Spanish says hot. Carmen, what do you think?
Ooh, I'm going to go crazy. Florida, hot.
Hot. Gio, what do you got?
No way. Troll.
Troll? All right. So Mike and Gio are on the same team. Carmen and Spanish are on the hot team.
That's right.
Joe, please show the picture. That's not hot.
Yeah, it wasn't hotter than the other one, but that's even worse than the other one.
That's not hot.
That's not hot.
She looks like a male boxer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But she's a better ass than the last one.
By the way, if she told me she was going to kill me, I'd probably be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll buy you breakfast.
I didn't mean settle down. I meant I don't want you to have high blood pressure. Please calm yourself. I read this, and this doesn't seem right, but maybe it is. I don't know, but this seems crazy to me. A new survey found that 1 in 3 Americans between the ages of 11 to 24 have never seen a cow in person.
Why?
Because of where they live. Because where they are, they may not see cows around the area. I mean, I've definitely seen plenty of cows. I grew up in Illinois. Carmen, I'm assuming you've seen cows.
Yes.
Anybody else? Anybody else see a cow in person?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're traveling.
When I was a kid, I grew up in New York. I still saw cows when we were driving through Pennsylvania or wherever.
Gio, you've seen cows?
I used to have cows in my backyard here in Land O'Lakes.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yes. Yes. So I grew up in northern New York, and there was a lot of cows up there.
Joe's not only seen a cow, he's also seen a woolly mammoth.
Yes.
But that seems crazy, though. 1 out of 3 between 11 and 24 have never seen a cow in person.
Listen, there's a lot of people that haven't even traveled out of their states.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
It is weird.
Mike,
people's travel.
I know that you're always excited about this. The National Toy Hall of Fame announced their 3 toys it'll be inducting this year. The 3 toys are, see if you agree with this, Jenga.
Okay.
Sidewalk chalk.
That's not even a toy.
And Baby Nancy.
Who?
Is that the one that wets itself?
No. If you don't know who Baby Nancy is, you're racist. Baby Nancy was one of the first popular black dolls ever. It debuted in 1968, and the people behind the Hall of Fame said it made, quote, commercial and cultural breakthroughs. Racist.
No.
I knew immediately Baby Nancy.
No.
I go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's because your wife's got a closet full of dolls.
Doll heads. Doll parts. If you're going to get some toys, maybe get a Baby Nancy or some sidewalk chalk or whatever for Christmas, you can stop by and see Santa Claus at Bass Pro Shops because they are still offering photos with Santa, but they're putting him behind plexiglass because of the virus. They're calling it Magic Santa Shield. If you take a look at Bone TV, they have it up there where you can go into Bass Pro Shop, get your picture, take him with Santa, but he is behind his magic shield.
I do not have this picture.
You do not have that? Did I not send that to you?
No. Way to go, Joe.
I got to check the mail to see whether I sent it or not before I yell at Joe.
Total fail.
I'm going to blame Joe on this one.
Joe, you're right. I skipped that one. I apologize. Well, they just show Santa sitting behind. It's actually pretty good because you can't really see the plexiglass, and the kids are sitting on the step in front of Santa Claus. So, it looks fine. It doesn't look like, that must have been 2020 when we had the virus and blah, blah, blah. Now everybody's dead.
Oh. You and Carmen just protected just like Santa.
Yep. Oh, yeah, totally. We're so safe in here with this plexiglass.
Listen,
how safe.
Oh, come in.
No, that was the coronavirus trying to get in. It couldn't. Yeah, I was like, no way, bro. It's not happening.
I met a bunch of nice people, and I hope I don't screw this up. I want to say they worked for City Glass, which was in Clearwater, Dunedin.
I'm a fan of Country Glass.
But they were at the shows this weekend, and we were talking about all the business that they are doing now because of Corona.
Sure.
You got to be the only people that love Corona because there must be, they're making glass for everybody, schools and everything.
Yeah. Come out and seal it with your cock. You know what I mean?
Cock.
Yeah.
C-A-L-K. There's the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a good idea for Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
Put Santa in the chair behind a big dance. That's not so bad.
Santa Claus.
Santa should be protected anyway. You can't have average kid just peeing on his lap.
Oh,
on his
my
lap.
God.
Oh, what? We got some sad news.
You are dead and someone got some points. Oh, Alex, you are dead. Beep. Ba-doo.
Bob.
It's a Mike Calta Show Death Pool Update.
Longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek died Sunday after a battle with cancer. He was 80 years old. The official Jeopardy Twitter account confirmed the news, adding that he was surrounded by friends and family members as he died at his home early in the morning. Alex Trebek's final episode of Jeopardy will air on Christmas Day. Oh, what a sad Christmas Day.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Trebek's final episode was taped on October 29th, 10 days prior to his death.
You know what's interesting to me is that, first of all, very sad. I mean, he's an icon.
Yeah, totally.
And he's been in our lives, our whole adult lives.
And Nobody's ever going to be able to replace him properly.
No, that's probably not true, and it won't be till our kids come around and they don't remember him that they'll say, you know, whatever. But that being said, seems to me to be a very unlikable guy. Yeah, because let me tell you why. He appears to be smarmy and like all knowing with his hosting. Like they get an answer. Oh, you were thinking of the French one. This is the Italian one, and you're like, oh, you jerk, and then. I watched a 60 Minutes or something with him when he went home, and he tells you he doesn't like to do anything other than host Jeopardy and build stuff at his house. Did you know that? He was super handy.
No, I didn't know
that. He was a do-it-yourself guy, and he would, for a guy who has all the money that he has, if he put an addition on his house, he wouldn't hire people. He'd do it himself because he could. And then he would constantly be working on building stuff in his home. So he wasn't very social, and he just seemed like an unlikable guy. Maybe unlikable is the wrong word. Maybe not social guy is what I'm thinking. He was unsocial and smarmy at the same time. Yet we all love him. We all feel terrible that he's dead, and we felt horrible when we found out that he was dying. But yet, you know, it's like somebody that you... I'm trying to think, like, when you see somebody like Robin Williams, everybody loved Robin Williams. When he died, everybody's sad. But you loved him, and he was so emotionful, and he gave you so much emotion.
If you're thinking of, like, TV icons, we also lost Regis Philbin this year, where everybody seems to love Regis, and he does all kinds of things, whereas Alex Trebek, I don't know that you ever really see him outside of Jeopardy.
Right. Regis was everywhere, and he was everywhere making himself look silly and throwing himself all around and making jokes and being loud, and that's the guy we all love, Regis. And in Alex Trebek's case, he was so stiff all the time. But yet, again, everybody loves him and everybody's sad that he died. It's just weird that he was such a closed person, yet everybody felt this attachment to him.
So, at the Alex Trebek being one of my original picks for the Death Pool, I get 45 points for that, which puts me into fourth place with 162 points. I have overtaken Spanish, who has 133. Carmen in last with 90. Gio in third with 197 points. Mike in second with 203. And Tony Burton in the lead with 281 points. And since... we have probably about 40 days left in the death pool, I made another move. Yeah. I picked up Harvey Weinstein as my shot. So I have 29 days remaining for Harvey Weinstein to die. If so, I can get a lot of points for that. I figured I got to make a move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to make a move, too. I'm going to actually just kill some people on my list.
Yeah? Yeah. You're not allowed to do that.
I know I had 10 points subtracted over the weekend because you Bobby did. Bowden is still alive
would
and well.
Would put me back in second place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys are 6 points apart. Gio has 197. Mike, you have 203.
With so much with like the Trump election. Mm-hmm. So close.
Very close.
Okay, who should replace Alex Rec?
Well, I think everybody's going to say Ken Jennings, but Ken Jennings is not likable.
No, and he's not only is he not likable, but he just doesn't seem cool enough to do the job.
I know a lot of people had said Anderson Cooper.
I got to tell you, that would be great.
Anderson Cooper, who was beat by Cheech for Celebrity Jeopardy. Wow. Cheech absolutely destroyed everybody.
Don't take anything away from Cheech.
Oh, I'm not.
High, yeah.
I'm not. It's just funny that you think, you know, you look at Anderson Cooper. Well, he's on CNN, must be very smart, whatever. And then Cheech comes along and goes, hey, guess what? I'm Cheech and I'm going to beat you.
Yeah. And I'm probably high as hell right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Cooper, I think, would be a good call. Or some former news person. Who's a retired news person or somebody who can leave the news to go do that?
I would think they'd want to go younger, though, because, you know, you don't want to be hosts in another 10 years.
Yeah, because Alex had been host since 84.
Maybe not retired, but a young news person, like Anderson Cooper's pretty young. A young news person who's maybe like mid-level, but looking to do something else.
Ooh, Robin Mead.
Yeah, I guess it'd be time to look at a woman. Robin Mead is hot. Man, I haven't seen her in forever.
Neither have I, but she was always hot.
I don't know what Joe is showing, but I don't think Ariana Grande would be good. She's still too young, I think, probably.
This is Alex Trebek talking about who should replace him.
He said Ariana Grande?
Oh, he said he has no say in it. He goes, people ask me, and he goes, I have no say in it. He goes, I just hope they treat them with the respect and, you know, that they
get. Yeah, I also don't want to talk about who's going to take over for me when I die. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, I'm dying. Please don't talk about it to me. go ahead.
I was going to say, it seemed like he was doing better, too. Like, all the reports were that he was, you know,
going to treatment.
Yeah, I mean, he was back hosting and doing the stuff. Yeah, so sad news. Alex Trebek dead. And then Al Roker announced Friday on the Today Show that, he's battling prostate cancer.
Oh,
he said that his cancer is, quote, a little aggressive, but they caught it early. Here is Al Roker speaking on that.
After a routine checkup in September, turns out I have prostate cancer. And it's a good news, bad news kind of thing. And good news is we caught it early. Not great news is that it's a little aggressive. So I'm going to be taking some time off to take care of this. It's a little more common than people, I think, realize. And so I just decided that I wanted to go public with this because 1 in 9 men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. But for African-American men, that number is 1 in 7 and is more deadly. So if you detect it early, this is a really treatable disease. And it's why I wanted to take you along my journey so we can all learn together how to educate and protect the men in our lives.
So Al Roker is 66 years old.
So many people that died of prostate cancer would have survived if they caught it earlier.
Sure.
And the idea that all you have to do is go for a test, and the tests now aren't even invasive anymore. Yeah, you can poop in a box. A simple blood test could even tell if you're levels are elevated and whether or not you should have more tests. But once you turn 50, you should have colonoscopies and you should do all that stuff, because we know somebody who we worked with for years that had a colonoscopy. His guy, Jason, who worked with us, still works for Cox, was like one of the good guys, too. He had his father passed away at a young age of colon cancer or some sort of cancer. So Jason, to be proactive, scheduled his colonoscopy. And they said to him, he scheduled it for the summer. And they said to him, we're backed up. We're going to have to reschedule you for the fall. And they rescheduled him for the fall. And then he had some stomach issues, and he went to the doctor in between that time. And it turned out that he had cancer, and he had a prostate cancer. And had he gone in the beginning of summer and they detected it, they would have beat it easily because it was so early. And because they didn't, it had it got real aggressive, and he went to stage four, and it was not looking good. And then thankfully, by some sort of miracle, he's been able to beat it, and he's lived a he's living a great life. And it was really interesting because we all love this guy, and it's never the guy who everybody hates. It's always the guy who everybody loves that gets sick. You know what I mean? And but he's a great success story.
I think he got into a special trial that really helped him out with it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's what happened with my niece. My niece has had a real, had brain cancer, and nothing was working, and then she got into a special trial, and that is actually working. So, you know, these trials are real important, but the thing is that a basic screening for you for prostate cancer, and I'm sitting here talking out of one side of my mouth and lying out of the other because I haven't had mine done yet. I do a pretty routine blood test, and they do give me the poop in the box test, but I haven't done it. I'm not afraid to do it. I know when I need to do it. They told me first I was 40, 45, and then they said 50. So I'm 49 now. Sometime next year, I'm going to have to get it done and then schedule it pretty routinely. And my wife, I don't know if she wants her business out there, but she's going for a mammogram today, which I also encourage because, God, can you imagine that you found out you had it? And if you only had known it a little bit earlier, everything could have been different. So anybody who's our age, who's in that age group, should really go get it checked out because you'd much rather find out that it's something you can easily beat than something that killed you.
I've done it like 3 times where I did the poop in the box thing. I did not know you were supposed to send it to anybody.
Oh, you just keep pooping in the box?
Yeah, no.
Nice. You have to. Yeah, definitely right. Have to.
Now that I know
you don't have to send it to a doctor. You can send it to anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but just definitely send
Spanish
it out.
Spanish Christmas.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Another death. Old school comedian Norm Crosby died on Saturday.
Yeah,
Here's a picture of Norm Crosby up there on Bone TV. He was 93 years old.
He lived a good life.
Yeah. And then another death. You know this music?
Not the crazy ball guy.
Not the crazy ball guy. Oh. The bass player. Oh, listen to that bass. Oh.
Dun, 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 nobody God. Cares about the bass player.
Well, nobody cares. He's dead.
One
Midnight
song.
Oil bassist Bones Hillman.
Oh.
Lost his battle with cancer. He was 62 years old. And no, they didn't just have one song, Mike. They had Beds Are Burning. They also had this. The Blue Sky Mine.
Oh, you're right, Gal.
Remember that?
2 songs.
Yeah.
This guy was a weird, he was like a 7-foot bald guy who weighed 100 pounds.
Oh, I miss harmonica.
Oh, songs. Bones is a good looking guy. Well. When you think of the what's the name of that band?
Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil. You just think of that creepy bald guy.
Right.
It looks like the thin man. But this guy looks like a over 40 male supermodel.
I don't know if I'm
so I'm over 50 male supermodel. Jesus Christ, shave those arms. I've never shaved my arms, and I get accused of it all the time because I don't really have hairy arms or legs. But if I had arms like that, I would shave them for sure. Look at that. You could shear him.
He actually uses the hair on his arms to play bass. He doesn't use a pick. He just...
Not anymore, because he's dead.
So AC/DC have launched a new clothing line that pays tribute to the band's classic albums Highway to Hell and Back in Black.
Oh, brother.
Check it out, though. Listen. Rock icons who are set up with their release for their new album Power Up next week teamed up with U.S. streetwear company DC Shoes for the collection. So now it's going to be AC/DC DC Shoes. They're up on Bone TV.
They're stupid.
It includes T-shirts, footwear, and accessories featuring a long-sleeve sweater and tee with the cover art from 1980's Highway to Hell, a pair of black skater shoes adorned with the iconic AC/DC logo, and a pair of loafers. They also, Back in Black collection, meanwhile, consists of a snapback hat, an all-access area T-shirt, and black sneakers. You can get them at dcshoes.com.
Stupid.
No? You don't like them?
If you wear those loafers with Bon Scott's face on them, you're a jackass. If I go to a party or a concert and I see those, I'm stepping on them.
What do you think of my Led Zeppelin shoes? My
Vans.
I
like those.
Yeah.
I like those. There's a difference. There's a subtle, you know what I mean? Like if I had a pair of black DC shoes or these on and there was a little AC/DC lightning bolt in the corner, that's fine. I like that. But this having the band's face on your shoes, what are you, a clown? I don't like it.
I'm going to cancel my order.
Although I got to tell you, if I saw you wearing them, I'd love it.
So Foo Fighters played Saturday Night Live, and they debuted their new single called Shame Shame, who I let you know was kind of lame. Here is a little bit of Shame Shame that they did on Saturday Night Live.
I'll be the one, be the moon, be the sun, be the rain in your song. Put that record on. I'll be the one, be the tongue that'll swallow you. Another splinter under the skin. Another season of loneliness.
It's not a terrible song. It's just kind of
pick up at all?
No, it doesn't. That's pretty much when they have like female backup singers on it and playing acoustic and stuff. Yeah, it's just, you know, Foo Fighters, we like them because they're a rock band. Yeah. And that's just kind of a very middle of the road song. And the fact that it's the single, I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't sound great to me. I did not see, but I heard that after every joke, he slapped his knee with the microphone.
I watched Chappelle's 16 Minutes. It was all right.
Yeah, I will watch it. I just haven't watched it.
I thought Bill Burr was funnier, personally.
Problem is that the pressure is so high to deliver, you know, something that's blowing people away. It's almost better when you don't know about it, and then you hear it, and you go, oh, my God, that was so great. Like, I just feel like you build it up so much, there was no way it was going to be good. Although, the exception to that is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, we all thought was going to suck, and he ended up being great.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I thought that was good. So, all right. Well, I'll watch it. I'll check it out. I bet you the Foo Fighters album ends up being good.
I hope. I hope. By the way, they did. What is the second song that they did? They did that, and then they did another song, and sounded great because they did a live version. Where
was it one of their classic songs?
Yeah,
Pretender,
where they
Everlong.
What was it?
Hang
on.
I don't know.
Because they started out like real slow.
While you're looking that up, I want to just point out that Chappelle came out wearing sneakers with this suit, and I have to say, I love that.
Yeah, it's a good look.
Letterman did that for a long time because men's shoes are, well, women's shoes too, but shoes are so uncomfortable. And there should be no reason why we shouldn't have a comfortable pair of shoes with a nice suit. And I like the look of the white shoes with the suit. So that's my look now. I'm going to buy the AC/DC shoes. I'm back.
It was Times Like These.
Oh, okay.
That they did. I love that song. Yeah, but it was really cool because it starts out with just Dave with the keyboard player. Here, mm-hmm. In fact, if you want me to play a little bit of it,
sure.
I can do that for you. As soon as I get past this ad, we will play it.
This is Saturday Night Live, Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but Taylor Hawkins' drums sounded amazing, yeah. And I know that I'm the only one that's picking up on that, but I mean, it was just unbelievable how good they sounded. Mm. Here is Foo Fighters on Saturday Night Live. Here we go. Start out like that, and then
you guys wake me up when this is over.
Then they kick in, though. Hold on.
It's times like these, time and time again.
Hear those drums?
Yeah, sounds good.
And then, of course, they totally rock out. Much better performance, much better up-tempo song than Shame. Yeah. By the way, I have some more new music for you.
Oh, my God, I love new music.
This is a band that has put out their first new music in 15 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is a clip from their song titled Protect the Land. They put out two singles. This is one of them. When you know it, guess it. You'll probably be able to get it because they have a very distinctive sound. First song in 15 years that they put out. Take a listen to this.
I know it wasn't Iron Maiden, but that's what I was thinking because they're stupid subject matter.
Right?
Yeah, it is there. I could hear the other song. Whatever that sounds like, I could hear it in the back of my head, but I can't pinpoint it. I don't know. I have a feeling I want to crap on them, but I have a feeling I'm going to like the band.
They also did this.
Rolling Suicide.
Oh, wow. System of a Down?
Yeah. System of a Down.
Yeah.
Now with theme music.
Yeah, you can totally hear it once you know that it's there. So, first new music in 15 years from
because
those
it didn't get crazy if it would have got crazy.
Yeah. And then, finally in news, I have new music. Even more new music.
Newer music.
Yeah, more new music. Now, this is a cover of a rap song done in a different style. Let me know when you know who the artist is. You'll know the song right away. Very popular rap song from years back. Take a listen to this and tell me who you think is doing this.
All right.
I'm gonna knock you up. Mama said knock you up.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear. Tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
Not Jason Aldean.
No.
Explosions over power, over the competition.
Not Blake Shelton.
No.
When I write these lyrics, that'll make it.
He was involved in another rap song recently.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray. I like it.
Competition's playing.
I don't dislike it.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
It needs something. It needs something else, but it's not horrible.
Right.
Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
I think what it needs is this is pretty cool where he's doing the rap, but he's singing it.
Come back. I've been here for years.
Like, that's very cool. But then over this chorus, if you had LL Cool J rap something new over top of that, that would be pretty cool.
With you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, yeah. But not bad, though.
No, not bad.
Ray. He's now, like, hey, that kid got a hit, and I did the remix and stuff and made millions of dollars off of that. Let me try some other rap stuff.
Now, the Cyrus family is learning that covers is money in covers.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
Now, is she doing a whole Metallica cover album?
Yes.
I would listen to that.
Because we already heard one of the covers, and it was terrible.
Yeah, but that was live. Listen, she's a great singer, but nobody's doing James Hetfield.
But here's the thing. You're not doing it to try and say, like, if she takes those songs and says, these songs are so emotional and they're so powerful, if they were sung a different way, they'd also be good songs.
Absolutely.
So she's just making them not metal songs.
Absolutely could be. Totally could change it, make it sound great and stuff. But when she was covering it live, she was trying to sound like James, and she can't sound like James. But, you know, she's a great singer, so we'll see what happens. That LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out, Billy Ray Cyrus version, is from his new EP, The Singin' Hill Sessions, Mojave. So,
do you know about, you know, comedian Bill Hicks?
Yes, of course.
Do you know about that he was banned from Letterman Show?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm not telling anybody then.
Yeah, no, I know the whole thing.
So I didn't know, and I saw it on YouTube yesterday. I got in a YouTube wormhole. Bill Hicks was a really good comedian. He was a social commentator. He was very much like George Carlin.
He was a stand-up since he was like 14 years old.
Yeah, and he was somebody that Letterman was friends with and he knew. And he went, it made me think of it because his joke was about Billy Ray Cyrus. He went on and did a really funny set that included a joke about a new game show that he was hosting where you would hunt down Billy Ray Cyrus and shoot and kill him. And it was all in jokes, whatever, but Letterman didn't think that it would fly with the new CBS audience and nixed it from the set and then banned him from the show. And I don't really understand the whole deal, but he felt so bad about it after Hicks died that he brought his mother on the show and apologized to her and then played the set in full years later after he died.
Why would you ban him instead of just taking it out of his set?
But I don't think it was that he was banned from the show, Mike. I think because he did that, there was a big fight, whatever, so he wasn't going to come back on so I don't know whether
I don't mean like ban where they said he's banned, like he did something wrong, but like he never was brought back again,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, because they said to him, they first called him up and said that CBS was making them pull the jokes out because they didn't make past standards and practices. And then the truth is they found out that it was Letterman who decided to make the decision. And then at that point, they promised they would bring him back again soon, and they never brought him back.
Yeah,
so that's what they meant.
Yeah, because when Letterman had his mom on, he really apologized and seemed like he felt bad about it, like that was a real mistake.
Yeah, and you know he has to live with it now. The guy's dead, but I also think that that's one good thing when you realize you're wrong. Sometimes you do stuff, you made a wrong decision, and if you have the nuts to go ahead and apologize for it, hopefully you can get it out of your system and move on a little.
Right.
All right, before we go to break, I want to remind you that it is time right now to get your game on. There's Monday Night Football tonight. There's no better place to go than Hooters and have some Hooters wings and some ice-cold Bud Light. It's your place or theirs. That means that you can order your stuff to go. You can get 22-ounce Big Daddy mugs of Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra available all day, every day for just $4.99. And, of course, world-famous Hooters wings, burgers, seafood, and salads for dine-in or to-go. And you can get all your Hooters favorites to go at order.hooters.com. There's 11 Bay Area locations, soon to be 12, Geo, as the location near us is just coming along just fine. I'm very excited as I drive by it. I'm thinking maybe we could watch the Super Bowl there, like about that time for opening.
Oh, yeah.
It's so close. I know that I'm not allowed to eat that food right now, but hopefully by the time they open, I'll be like able to have a cheat weekend. Hooters, go there, drink a couple of Bud Lights, and enjoy the best wings in town. We will take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this weekend. If you were out and about this weekend, if you came by the Side Splitters, we'll take your phone call, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Before we go to break, is line one still there?
Yes. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning, Mike. How you guys doing?
What's up? What's up, buddy?
I want to thank you guys for kind of letting me off and all that stuff. And, you know, I actually told Mike that, you know, she said, well, you quit? I said, yes. I was in the shower at the time, as a matter of fact. But when I came out of the shower, she said she would send people over to take whatever out of the house.
I'm not really sure what you're talking about. Who is taking what out of your house?
I don't think this is okay. Clear.
Hold on, let me. Go ahead, sir.
All right. If things, did you take me off the air then?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever was supposed to be removed and everything hasn't been totally.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. It says let me get this out, and then we'll discuss this, okay? Yes. And are you being real, or are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm 100% real. Because
okay,
I
so let me
stuff that was
this
that
is
was
very
around and not
all right. Hold on, let me explain to everybody, Matt.
Yes.
It says here that you believe that I put listening devices in your home, and that someone told you go ahead.
Yeah, that actually. I think it was a collaboration between the two. I listen to you guys all the time. And
you think what, between and Drew and I?
Yeah, between Drew and your show and stuff like that. And I kind of put two and two together. And I started having some weird things happen in the house and all that. And
can you tell me what those are so we can talk about them and see if the reality of those weird things happening might actually have anything to do with us?
Just like strange things of the night that really scared me, to where I was asleep, but I wasn't asleep. And then, at the end of the third day, I had a call that night that was lengthy to the point where I got really mad. And then I kind of figured it out that I either I was in somebody's head not that they were bugging me or any of that stuff, but they had a watch on me somehow. And I figured it out by the way the gentleman had spoke the exact same time I did on TV.
Okay, and so let me jump in here real quick, Matt. Okay, are you married?
Yes, I am, and actually getting divorced tomorrow because of this.
Okay, here's the deal, Matt. I'm going to speak to you as openly and as honestly as I can. Okay, and you're not going to want to hear what I have to say, but you should listen to me. We have no way in the world of putting listening devices in your home, nor would we have any interest in it. And what's happening to you is you're a very normal guy who has something chemically wrong that is making you believe that is possible. And I think in the reality of it, if you think about it, you'll realize how impossible and illegal it would be. And we'd have no interest in listening to just what an average person is doing in their home. And we could all lose our careers over doing something like that. So think about how unbelievable that actually sounds when you say it out loud. It is definitely not true. You're having some sort of chemical imbalance or something that's making you think that, and it's irrational. And you should go talk to somebody about it, because a simple medication will probably get you back on track, and you'll be like, oh man, what was I thinking?
I'm actually going to, but it's obviously just for me. It's not for my wife and I, because we were having problems before, but this escalated it. And
But you know it's not true, right? You know that it's impossible for us to do that. I don't even have the technology to do it, nor do I have the interest in listening to what's going on in your home. Neither does Drew. I would like to make fun of you and say how crazy you are and all that, but the truth is you definitely have something that is seriously wrong, that is probably easily fixable. You should talk to somebody. Go to a regular doctor, whatever doctor you see. Go to a walk-in clinic and tell them the thoughts that you're having, because you just need somebody to take care of you. And to help you be able to sleep at night and not have to think that these things are happening, because this is something that's very serious.
It's very serious. I know that. So
I'm going to tell you right now, straight up, if you listen to the show, you know I'm always as honest as I can be. There is no listening device in your home. We have no way of doing that. Drew is not interested in listening to your conversations. This is something you've manifested in your own head for one reason or another. And it is 100% not true. I can assure you of that. No one will be by to take anything out, because nobody was ever there to put anything in.
Okay.
Hopefully you can. That doesn't sound like you believe me.
Well, the thing is, I know somebody was at the house because he had to come back again.
Did you see this person?
As a matter of fact, I did. I saw him in the driveway, and I saw him when he left because my door was open. Because I had to stand in the bathroom. I said, "Are you done?" And there was a little clicking device and all that stuff. And I heard you talking about it, you know, and all that.
No, you didn't hear me talking about it. I can assure you of that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
But you heard me where? In your house?
No, not where? You in the house. It was an African-American gentleman, as a matter of fact. And the one thing that I know, somebody was in the house, and it was the same guy, because I know the shirt that he was wearing.
Did you let this gentleman in your house?
As a matter of fact, I did not.
How did he get in?
He had a key.
He had a key to your home. Doesn't that seem odd to you that some gentleman that you don't know has a key to your home?
Yes, it does.
So why didn't you immediately call 911 and say there's a stranger in my home?
Well, I mean, I thought it was all fun with the show, because talking with Micah and talking, you know, nothing meant, I mean, put in my head.
Listen to me. The more we talk about this out loud, the more it should sound irrational to you. There's no way that a radio station would dispense someone out to a listener's home to put listening devices in their home. There's nothing to benefit from that.
I'm pretty sure that that's true. But you know, I've been up since 1 o'clock this morning with all this going on, again. So I just want it to be over because...
What city do you live in?
Like I said, I live in Clearwater.
Okay. And is there anybody near you that can help you out?
I have no idea. I didn't put this stuff in, so I don't know.
Is there anybody that can maybe come by to see you today and you know, just check on you and see if maybe there's something they can help you out with here?
Not right now, because I'm going to be searching for a job, because I lost my job.
Okay. May I ask what you did for a living?
I was a safety coordinator for a major construction company.
And why did you lose your job? Was it just because of COVID or stressful?
They were downsizing because of the fourth quarter and all that stuff. They usually hire everybody back, but, you know, right during the holiday season, it kind of sucks. That's all.
All right. Can I ask you a question? No. Would you mind? Here's what I'm going to promise you. Okay. If you listen to the show, you know, I'm a pretty decent guy. And
100%.
If you wouldn't mind, what I'd like to do is I'd like to put you on hold so you're not on the air, and you can give Carmen your number off the air, and maybe I can send somebody, if you really believe that there's some sort of device over there, maybe I can send somebody over there to do a sweep, and I check it out, because I assure you that that is not us, and we have nothing to do with that, and maybe that would make you feel better if we could help you out.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
I mean, I wouldn't think that people would do something that's kind of cruel, because it is kind of funny.
Well,
it's kind of funny.
I get it, and if it was for the sake of a prank, but still, it would be illegal for us to do.
Frustrating too.
Well, I don't want you thinking that somebody was able to get into your home, and certainly somebody that we would send over there, because I assure you it wasn't us. But I would like to. Would like to see if I can get somebody to help you out with that. And if you wouldn't mind, I'll put you on hold. What is your first name, buddy?
Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt. Matt, I'm gonna do that if you don't mind. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll give you two.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.